Curtis Sittenfeld is in the studio with me tonight. I believe we can claim her as our own because she spent many of her growing up years right here in Cincinnati. She has gone on to write several very well-received best-selling books, notably Prep and An American Wife, both of which were named to Best Books of the Year lists and nominated for the prestigious UK Orange Prize. Tonight, we're going to talk about her latest book, which is titled Sisterland, which has already been named a must-read by several national publications. Curtis, welcome home and welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
I want to start with these main characters. There are several main characters in the book, but of course, there are two inhabitants of Sisterland. They are twins, Daisy Kathleen, who later self-identifies as Kate, and Violet, known as Vi. We see the world through Kate's eyes. They are physically identical, but emotionally, they're very distinct. So could you just describe them as individuals?
Yeah. So as you said, Kate is the one who tells the story, and she is almost willfully ordinary or wants to pass for ordinary. So she's a stay-at-home mother of two young children. She's married to a professor. She goes out of her way basically never to draw attention to herself. And meanwhile, Vi is a professional psychic. She's not married. She doesn't have children. She dresses in a sort of kooky fashion. She says whatever pops into her head and doesn't censor herself. And so they are very different, although they're also close to each other.
I think one of the things that will resonate with many of us is that early on, I think it's about junior high years, there is an experience or a time where in Kate's life, she does have a seminal moment, if you will, that shapes her in terms of this being a more private person and so forth. So I want to talk a little bit about that because I think we, many of us, have experienced those people.
Yeah, well, she tries to ingratiate herself with this very popular girl in middle school. And then basically she tries to ingratiate herself by saying, I have these psychic abilities and I can tell you which boys like you and da-da-da. And the girl then turns against her and kind of says, you're a witch and your sister's a witch and you're freaks. And so Kate, based on that experience, feels like, okay, these psychic premonitions I have are something to conceal. Whereas Vi thinks, oh, you know, who cares? Like if you think I'm weird, that's your problem, not mine. So obviously those are very two different reactions.
It's interesting to note that Sisterland actually begins with the recounting of an extraordinarily devastating earthquake in St. Louis, which is where this is set. And then from there, we go to Vi and how does the earthquake play out in their lives?
Well, so as a lot of, you know, Midwestern listeners, I'm sure will know, these huge earthquakes did really occur in the New Madrid seismic zone in what's now the Missouri Boot Heel in 1811, 1812. And there's some dispute about how strong they were. Like, there have been these claims that they were stronger than the San Francisco earthquake of 1906. I think that it seems like most seismologists would not agree with that claim, but they were huge. And so there's this flashback to this happened then, and then that kind of gives credence to Vi's claim in 2009 when the bulk of the novel unfolds that huge earthquakes could happen again.
I think that one of the things that I appreciated most about this novel is that there are thoughts that you share with us. I'm thinking in particular, if you can't forgive yourself, you'll always be an exile in your own life. What's your writing process like?
Well, I just try to think about writing scene by scene, and I try to have my characters behave in realistic ways, which often is not the same as behaving in an exemplary way. Like, I think there are some readers who look to characters in books as moral role models. My characters are not moral role models. But as a reader, I like reading about people who are complicated and who mess up. And I mean, I feel like it's one of our defining qualities as humans to act against our own best interest. And so for me as a novelist, it's like, why do we do that? What are our motives? You know, why, in spite of the fact that we know what choices we should make, do we often decide to do the opposite? So I think that line specifically is partly just an acknowledgement of how flawed we all are, you know, fictional characters and real people.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we'll certainly look forward to the next one.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Curtis Sittenfeld about her latest novel. It is titled Sisterland, and you'll find more information about it at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.
Diamonds bear icebergs, the minarets and the marketplaces, the signal fires of my invisible empire.